We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Airvan Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, just first off, with the block punt, I'm wondering what you saw there in terms of schematically or just what allowed you to kind of take advantage of that.
Yeah, just, you know, Coach Bonifa, we've been holding up all game and we wanted to do a little switch up. So we sent all the guys to the punter. Thankfully, I was the one who became free and just slammed it, you know.
Have you done that before?
That was my first black punt. It felt great. It hurt my hand. It was cold. It was rainy. It was wet. But, you know, sacrifice your body, glorify your soul.
This safety competition has obviously just been ongoing throughout the offseason, throughout the season, into now. What is that been like in terms of just the daily competition as you guys have sort of been angling for those positions and those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun, honestly. You know, we're always competing outside of football, whether it's video games and, you know, pick up basketball outside. But, you know, we're always competing, and at the end of the day, you know, we're all best friends, we're all brothers. But, yeah, I mean, like, we're still competing right now, like, nobody's job is safe at the end of the day. So, you know, even though I'm starting right now, you know, Asa Turner, all those guys, I mean, if I don't do what I'm supposed to be doing, they're the next guys up, and they know that, and I know that.
How would you evaluate, obviously, you're three games in, but just your performance to this point and what has allowed you to kind of secure for now one of those positions?
Again, just competing, just knowing all the spots are up for grabs. Obviously, you know, last year kind of was my first start at the DB spot, and you know, I kind of felt the same way where, you know, my spot was never secure, so I always had to keep getting better and finding ways just to just never get complacent, just keep going. Because I don't want to lose that starting spot.
What's that like, kind of having so many talented people like around you? I mean, you've had a ton of NFL guys that you've been able to learn from, the guys that are in NFL now. I mean, just waiting your turn and maybe like when it's so easy to transfer away, what keeps you staying here?
What keeps me staying here, man, is honestly the brotherhood. Like I said, like all these guys are my best friends. Like these are the guys I'm gonna have in my marriage one day. Some of them are going to be some of my best men, groomsmen, whatever that may be. So, I mean, if I'm not playing, I'm still going to find a way to impact this team, whether it's scout team, special teams like I've done in the past, or should I even switch over to offense if they need a look. But I'm just here. I'm staying here because this is my family, this is my brotherhood, this is my home.
Alex, it seems like college football is changing every day. The school just announced today that Emeka Megwa is passing up his senior year of football in Texas, and he's enrolled in school. Reaction to that? Would you have done something like that if you had the opportunity?
Can you repeat that last part? You said
Megwa, running back from Texas, supposed to play his senior year this year. He just enrolled in the UW today, and Jeff, they put out
a release. It's official. He's coming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can he join the team right away, Jeff?
Yep.
Really?
What do you think about that, Alex, since I've broken the news to you?
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, you know, adding new players is always cool. We'll bring him in. We'll embrace him just like everybody else, like all the freshmen. I'm happy he's here.
Do you know him very well?
I don't know him at all, but we're happy to have him here.
I don't think he's starting Saturday, but I guess he's eligible.
Oh, he's eligible to play.
Yeah, you probably see him in practice.
Oh, dang. I didn't even know that works like that. Well, shoot, that's awesome. Let's get him here, get him on board, get him ready. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. With Cal, obviously you weren't really playing in the 2019 game. I'm guessing you weren't. Were you on defense at that point?
I was on defense. That was the first year I switched over, so I was kind of just learning everything again.
You're obviously watching film and everything, and I think their personnel, what they try to get done, is probably fairly similar to UW. But what makes them difficult in terms of the way that they scheme the run and just the way that they run things offensively?
Yeah, I mean, they have obviously those big backs. That's always something to take into consideration. And they go a lot of heavy personnel sets. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's football. I mean, you got to put your big boy pads on. At a certain point, you just can't always drop back in coverage. You got to, you know, put your big boy pads on, put your working hat on, and go hit something.
Do you look forward to that? I mean, obviously, safety.
That is why I switched over to hit somebody. I love it. Just like Michigan, they want to run the ball. Fine, let's do it. Put your big boy pads on. Let's do it.
Speaking of switching over, when all those receivers went down before the opener, was there any thought of moving you back to two afternoons?
You know, I thought about that. I was like, dang, what if I never even switched over? I'd probably be the main receiver right now. But nah, I didn't think about switching over. Obviously, I was still competing for the starting spot at that time, so I wasn't really worried about what the offense was doing. Kind of just worried about what we were doing schematically and just still trying to compete for that starting spot.
Keeping the big plays, right? Coach Lake has mentioned that all the big run plays are on the secondary.
Yeah.
Is there something you guys have been working on in practice to make sure that doesn't happen, or how do you feel that you guys have kind of progressed in that way?
Yeah, I mean, like you just said, all big plays run through the DB room. You know, if the defensive line doesn't fit a gap correctly and it spills to the linebackers don't tackle it, now it's up on the DBs, free safety, strong safety, whoever it may be. And, you know, at the end of the day, they look at who the last line of defense is. They don't look at what happened in the front. They look at, you know, the defensive backs to get the ball down. But in terms of schematics, I mean, you know, being a safety, that's our job, is to get the ball down when everything breaks through. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what covers we're in. It could be cover one, cover two, cover three, cover four. It doesn't matter. We need to get the ball down at the end of the day.
Alex, as a Sacramento kid, I kind of wonder, did you follow Cal growing up? Did you follow Cal Washington? Do you know a lot of guys on that team? Just give me your thoughts, all those thoughts.
Yeah, I feel like I was brainwashed to go to that school a little bit. I mean, coming out of high school, you know, a lot of my family grew up in that Berkeley area, Oakland area. My dad's from East Oakland, so, you know, Cal's a big influence on him, even though he didn't go there. So, you know, I thought about Cal a lot. Before I even came here, I had all Cal sweatshirts. I was Cal'd out. I mean, like, that was the school to go to. But, you know, once I matured, grew up a little bit, kind of shied away from Cal, started to look at other schools. Obviously, I found my love at UW.
Does that make you a little extra excited for weeks like this?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. My grandpa, I have alum. I have family that are Cal alum, so, you know, they're always talking mess. But, you know, obviously they're still supporting me, but they're talking mess, and that just fires me up. I just can't wait to get out there.
What were you going to say about your grandpa?
He lives up the street from Berkeley. He was like, oh, yeah, if you come to Berkeley, you can get my truck and stay in my house, whatever, rent free. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to UW, baby. Melvin Cook.
Was he disappointed with your decision?
What's that?
Was he disappointed with your decision?
Nah. Once he came when I brought, I actually brought him up for my official visit. He was the main one I brought up here. And he was like, okay, I understand. So, yeah.
Are you going to have a lot of family up for this game?
Yeah. So my dad, my uncle or my godfather, my godbrother, and my girlfriend obviously lives out here. And yeah, so the people that are coming up here, Stanford, that one,
yeah.
When we go down the Bay Area, that's going to be crazy. We might have like 30, 40 people coming.
Right on. Hey, I remember you talking about, your interest in construction and things like that. What are you doing school-wise right now and kind of where are you at with all that?
So, yeah, growing up, I've always wanted to do construction management. I took a building trade. I was in the building trades program in high school where I was, building sheds. Built a doghouse for my grandfather we just talked about. It was like a 7x5 doghouse. It was like a mini house. And I fell in love with that. But once I had my back injury earlier this year, kind of fell in love with chiropractic. And that's what I want to pursue after football is all said and done. So I want to go to chiropractor school after football.
Alex, I'm wondering if you're aware of Trent McDuffie and Kyler Gordon's interception competition. They said that the first guy has to buy the other one a video game. Do you have to say in whether you're going to maybe get the first pick and try to get your hands on a game?
Yeah, so I'm a part of that conversation, but I'm not. I said whoever gets the first pick is dinner on me wherever they want to go. I don't really play video games, so I don't really care about video games. I just want to go out to eat, get some foca de chow or something.
Have you seen Kyler kind of step into that corner spot this year?
Oh man, he's one of the most athletic people I've ever seen in my life, and if a dude is going to step into a role like that, it's going to be Kyler. No, I mean, I don't see any better person put in that role but Kyler.
Hey, Alex, with the turnover situation, obviously you kind of got off the shine a little bit the last week. In the first two games, it was very difficult, obviously, to create something. What is it about the ability to get the ball? Because I know Coach Harris always says good defenses score, get the ball back.
Correct.
How difficult was it early, and what helped you get off the shine there last weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think offense and defense, in terms of our offense and our defense, work hand in hand. I feel like once our offense puts up enough points on the board, the defense is forced to throw the ball, their offense is forced to throw the ball, and which works into our favor because, we're all about hits and picks and PBUs. So once the ball's in the air, man, I mean, I feel like we won.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.